This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for some baseball nuggets with Mike Bacsik.
Well, I want to go back to a topic we were discussing earlier, but make it more a little bit more baseball-centric here. Trevor Bauer, who, by the way, is throwing an unbelievable game right now. The two probably Cy Young favorites this year in 2020 are Trevor Bauer and Max Fried, and they both have shutouts going into the bottom of the sixth inning. It is just an unbelievable game. Max Fried looks very much like Cole Hamels 10 years ago the mound, to compare him to somebody.
He absolutely does, Mike.
Both of them have hammer curveballs working today. So let's get to what Trevor Bauer said to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, after talking about Gen Z, Trevor Bauer kind of like, hey, remember to follow me and stuff like that. Trevor Bauer is very big on social media. And Mark Cuban said, he asked Mark Cuban to buy a team and he'd go play for him and sign for cheaper to play for Mark Cuban's team. And Mark Cuban said, here's my idea if I'm ever kind of going to get back in baseball or try to get back in baseball, is I want everybody to have their own bat flip. And if they do that, you're not going to throw at their heads because they bat flipped. And Trevor Bauer said, hey, I've never thrown at somebody's head. Or he might have even said, I've never thrown at somebody.
He threw it to center field once.
He did. Yes, he did. That got him traded. Yep. So when it comes to that, I thought it was interesting from Mark Cuban going, look, there's a major flaw in the game of baseball where guys throw at people if they celebrate too much. And to me, that is somebody who's not really following baseball anymore. It's kind of one of those things you say, but if you're not following baseball, you're just like, I saw the Joe Kelly thing this year, so it must be happening all the time. In the 60 games, that the Rangers played, I did not see one time where a guy was throwing it at their head. Not one. Not one time in all 60 games for the Rangers. And when I go to the highlights, somebody can dispute me if I'm wrong here, but I saw Joe Kelly throw it 3-0 at Alex Bregman's head, which was wrong and should not be done. So there were that many games in baseball this year. I know it was a shortened season, and I can think of one and only one time where a guy was thrown at like that. So I do think it's an old argument that isn't even happening in baseball really that much. Do you guys get upset if guys celebrate too much? Maybe, yeah, there's a few times here and there. But it really doesn't happen anymore like it used to a long time ago. Now, that being said, I responded to Mark Cuban in this way, and I know he didn't respond to me, and I get why he didn't respond. He didn't want to get into the flaws of basketball. But I was like, now I'm a big Maverick fan, Mark Cuban, and during the playoffs, your stud player was dominating the LA Clippers. The LA Clippers decided to try to end the playoff run of Luka Doncic, maybe even try to end his career by stepping on his ankle, by throwing a tomahawk chop into his head to see if you could take a head off while playing basketball. So do we have that issue in basketball? Because if we have this major issue in baseball, which I saw Joe Kelly do, I can't say that didn't happen one time this year in baseball. Out of all the days played, it did happen once. I did see in the playoffs where there was a guy that tried to intentionally take Luka Doncic out of the playoffs and maybe end his career. And Adam Silver did nothing about it. Adam Silver did not care at all that happened. So isn't there the same issue in basketball as there is in baseball?
Well, I see what you're saying, Mike, and I would venture to say that Mark Cuban was upset and furious about what happened, right? Like, I would think that he was not happy with what happened to his player specifically, and I think, his approach on players, celebrating and then get thrown out. Go back to why did Bautista get punched in the face? That was because we were still upset about the fact that he threw his bat and did his thing the way that he did it. Right. Well, if he's suggesting, hey, I want bat flips, then he's also asking players to be like less hot tempered about
true
some things in the sport that might help make it fun and
right.
interactive.
And you can't control – the tough thing is you can't control everybody. How many, you know, dirty Marcus Morrises are in basketball? Well, there's one that we know for sure that mm-hmm. tries to end careers during basketball games. And can I control everybody all the time in baseball and have them never throw at anybody because they're upset that they're losing the game or just lost the game or a guy, he felt like he got showed up? I can't control them all, but I would say for the most part now, guys, I would say 90% of pitchers, so maybe one guy per team, maybe two, will get really upset if a guy stands at home plate or if a guy does something that he feels like he got shown up. But for the most part, I do think you can, and I'm with Mark Cuban. I tease this by this. I'm okay. Look, I think the game should be a little bit more entertaining if you want to do a bat flip. Now, the thing is that you always have to remember is, you know, after a touchdown, the play's been completed. You should celebrate after you score a touchdown. I also believe in baseball, you better make sure it's a home run because you need to celebrate making sure the ball's over the fence, because Mark Cuban would be really upset if he owned a baseball team and his guy did a big bat flip in game 7 of the ALCS. And he was the winning run, and he's like, I did it. And then the ball hits the wall, and he's on first base. Or he's so embarrassed that he bat flipped and didn't run hard, he tries really hard to get to second and gets thrown out on a relay to second base. So I would say, look, I'm all for celebrating. And if you hit the ball 450 feet and you know it, go ahead. But maybe the celebration should happen more after you make sure it's over the fence.
Okay. So maybe then instead of bat flips, more somersaults into second base,
ooh.
Right? Because then you've already, you know if the ball's actually gone over the fence, right, Kevin?
I mean, like, you better hope it didn't.
Unless you're really fast.
Because if you have to somersault all the way back home, that's really going to mess you up.
Yeah.
Was there a hierarchy of, like, I know they're all unwritten rules, but what would irritate you the most? The slow trot, the stare, or the bat flip? Was there ever one that irritated you more than the rest?
Boy, that's a good question. I thought, you know, I never had a guy like walk around the bases super slow, but that does irritate you because you've given up a home run, right? I mean, you're mad at yourself for giving up the home run. And then if a guy really is just showboating and going slow around, you're like, I get it. You kicked my ass, okay? You did it. You kicked my ass. Celebrate. But damn, can we get the game moving too? Like, I got the ball. I'm ready to go on to the next hitter. You know, to me, I'd be like, hey, celebrate all you want. After you touch home plate, maybe you get an ovation for it, and you kind of like. But there is, for me, I guess, if you're really going super slow around the bases, it's just like, I get it, man. You hit a homer, so I'd say that would irritate me more than a bat flip or maybe staring it down. Hey, you can stare it down for a second or two, but once it's gone, like, let's get around the bases and let's move on with the game. You kicked my ass. I deserved it. I threw a bad pitch, but. That would probably be the one.
Two things that I wanted to hit real quick, Kevin, from the fan text. Number one, how many Marcus Morris cards have you collected, Mike, since that moment? Zero?
No, I would, like, put them in water and make them soft and use them as toilet paper if I
from
had.
From the 512, in 3 years, will Max Fried be an ace?
I mean, he might win the Cy Young now, so
yeah,
I'm gonna
he's
say
really
yes.
good. By the way, that's a great game going on right now. Freaking it Minnesota, is. They just can't score. And then in 10 minutes, we have another game. So today is a great day for baseball. Really fun to watch yesterday. Sorry about my Minnesota Twins prediction. I still think it'll come true, but hey, I hit on the White Sox for a little bit of an upset. I know it's not in Vegas much of an upset, but it is a 2-7 matchup.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.